A special rebroadcast for the American Armed Forces and their allies. You're invited to drop in where the elite meet to eat. Duffy's Tavern.
Hello, Duffy's, where the elite meet to eat. Archie the manager speaking. Duffy ain't here. Hello, Duffy. Tonight, Ida Lupino. Huh? Oh, yeah. Gorgeous. Got him where she needs him. Yeah, what the English would refer to as a ripping tomato. Yeah, she's got the histrionic talent, too. She's been an actress ever since she was a little trike. Huh? Yeah, her family has been in the acting racket for over 500 years. Huh? Even before Eddie Cantor. What am I doing? I'm dramatizing my book, Duffy's First Reader, for the movies. Huh? Well, I want to get it done in a hurry, Duffy, before the book becomes a classic. Huh? A classic. You know, that stuff in little print with no pictures that nobody reads. Yeah, that's a classic. Well, Duffy, I'll call you back. Okay.
Mr. Archer.
Yeah, Eddie?
You remember the fellow what sent in one of them new silver pennies instead of a dime for your book?
Yeah, Brooks.
He returned the book. He wants his penny back.
Well, maybe 10 cents is too much for the book. Huh?
Oh, no. The price is low enough.
You think that price is low enough, huh?
Yeah, that's low enough. It's just the book ain't worth it.
And pray, how do you know? Did you read it?
Did you read it?
I wrote it.
That's why I didn't read it.
Fine friend, you are. I can't spend a dime for one lousy book. Just wait till Paramount buys it.
Mm. Duffy's First Reader will be Paramount's last.
Eddie, don't be so skeptic. Wait until you see Ida Lupino in my picture.
Ida Lupino?
Certainly, I'm considering her for the part.
Who are you going to consider after she turns it down?
Okay, forget it, Eddie. I'm a jerk. Okay, Eddie, I'm a jerk.
Okay.
We agree on something. Let me tell you that this story is bound to make a great picture, you know. It's about love.
Love. I hate love.
Miss Duffy, you of all people rapping Cupid.
What does it mean, love? I curse the day I ever whistled at a fella.
What's the matter? Did you have a fight with your boyfriend, Breckenridge Hartsenfelder?
Archie. Do not mention the name Breckenridge Hartsenfelder in the same breath with mine.
That much wind I ain't got. But what did he do to you?
He is a faceless two-timer.
Oh, other girl, hmm?
Sunday, another girl. Monday, another girl. Tuesday, another girl. Thursday, another girl.
What happened Wednesday?
I had a date.
You give a guy sauce for the goose, he's gonna go out and take a gander.
But he kissed those ganders goodnight.
Well, didn't you kiss your date goodnight?
Purely for patriotic reasons. He was a sailor.
You mean you wouldn't have kissed him if he was a civilian?
Only if he was a citizen of the United States.
Or if he had his first papers. Now, let me alone, Miss Duffy, please.
Hello,
What? What's the matter, Finnegan? You look bloated.
I'm full of soup. I've been eating soup all day.
Soup? Why?
I'm collecting empty tin cans for the salvage drive.
Finnegan, couldn't you think of any other way of doing it?
I tried another way, Arch, but the tuna fish was just as bad.
Finnegan, how much of the stuff did you eat?
Only my quota, 30 cans.
Well, that's very patriotic, Finnegan, but you know what a government really needs these tin cans?
As I understand it... They are endeavoring to obtain the labels to relieve the paper shortage.
They want the tin to make into the steel. And you know what steel becomes after it is molten.
Tuna fish.
Finnegan, yeah. The thing to do is to take the tin, clean them, flatten them out, then the government takes them and they melt them, they smelt them, and then they turn them into munitions.
They should have smelt them after the tuna fish was in them.
All right, Finnegan, I'll try to save all our tin cans for you then.
Oh, thanks very much, Jack. Hey, by the way, I hear you wrote a book.
Yes, I did.
That seems kind of silly. Ain't it cheaper to buy one?
Duffy, will you stop worrying about Breckenridge? How come you never made a pass at our corner, Johnny Johnson, by the way?
And what is there about him to interest me?
Well, he's wearing your favorite costume. Pants.
Yeah, and he ain't bad looking.
Yeah, and he ain't married. Just your type.
And Mr. Johnston.
Yes?
A man with your look, why is it you stay single?
Well, Miss Duffy, why do you stay single?
That is aside to the point. I should think you could find, say, some nice girl, say, a nice, really pretty girl, say, one whose father owns this place.
Miss Duffy, your father owns this place.
Johnny, is this a proposal?
No.
Well, you'll have to give me time to think it over. Go ahead and sing.
I heard you cried last night, and I know why. I heard you cried last night, and so did I. Why did you make us part? I'm so alone. Why did you take my heart? You didn't want it for your own. And if you hadn't cared to make amends, I might have never dared. We'd be just friends. So calm your fears, dry your tears, kiss the boy you adore. Now you can smile tonight and cry no more. And if you hadn't cared to make amends, I might have never dared. We'd be just friends. So calm your fears and dry your tears. Come kiss the boy you adore. And cry no more.
Travelocity.com. From the get-go, we wanted to be the world's best travel site. Use the word travel embedded.
My name is Archie.
We're not selling furniture or CDs or auctioning off rare stuffed animals. We go to Travelocity and get travel. Air travel, ship travel, hotel travel, resort travel, car travel. There were 700 airlines with 48,000 hotels, 5,000.
Well, I'm glad to see
the
student
and Jack still
the
price.
Yeah,
yeah,
I agree with you.
It's a trying to make some place
look like
$80. Say you have a budget of $300. Told you, Mount Travelocity is incredibly powerful.
I want to get rid of some of this yield air.
Travel
Make it in alphabetical order.
But your name begins with an A.
What a coincidence.
Well, shake hands with Aida Lupino.
Well, now, wait a minute. Davis runs through this conversation. Eddie, Miss Duffy. Hey, Bunzel.
Yes.
Bunzel, I want you to be the guy who describes all the stuff that happened.
Oh, you mean the narrator? Will my face appear on the screen?
Well, that I don't know about. You see, this picture may be Technicolor and your complexion.
Why, what's the matter with my complexion?
Harry Green has gone to war.
Oh, what a lucky bride am I to have the best man in England. Michael, though.
Our author knew the man was close to the mother, but not only close. Begin page 19 to book. If you are going to be a successful mother, you've got to spend dough. Remember the Chinese saying, one buck is worth a thousand words. Reel two, a expensive cocktail lounge.
Fun, isn't it, Gwendolyn?
Thanks, sir. It was so sweet of you to buy me these orchids. Price they can't afford.
What a bad news to me.
Gad, what a spender.
Gargoyle.
Yes,
sir. Eat them bubbly. And, Gargoyle, bring me the check. Oh, please, Gwen, this is not me. You brought the last round. What is the damage, Gargoyle?
95
something. 95 something, see? There you are. Perfect. Oh, kill the bubble.
Thank you, playboy.
Gwendolyn, good night. I'm going to kiss you. Good night.
Archie, that's so sweet of you. But I think we've done enough with the old man.
And now our author turns to, quote, the choosing of a mate, unquote. The man of perspicacity will be as meticulous of choosing his mate as he will his underwear. Real Bree, the home of a very wealthy English chateau. He is sitting alone with his daughter.
Oh, Mater.
Yes, my darling daughter.
There's a shampoo, scalp treatment. I'm so lonely. So lonely.
Okay, I'll go.
Oh, I'm so lonely. If only heaven would send me a dream.
We were there the day you came in.
Heaven.
Good evening, lovely lady.
My, you're a handsome man. Who are you, fair stranger? What is thy name of you?
I am a nobody. Just call me Sir Luckenbach. I must need catch the 9 o'clock tram.
Oh, no, you can't. You must. I'll kill myself. What will become of me and my father's $54 billion?
I'm sorry.
The ghost was practically right past my
$54 billion.
There must be a later tram.
So we see with what patriculosity our hero chose his mate. And now,
listen, Ida, where are you going? Don't you like this picture?
Well, Archie, I think it's a little too serious. You see, the day Hollywood wants to
take is... Well, how do you do that?
Well, I'm using the fire escape. You're on your own. Good night.
And now on page 19, we will show you why our hero never lost a day.
Oh, shut up.
Now, before we leave Duffy's Tavern, leave us but a couple of nickels in Duffy's Jukebox. Duffy's Jukebox, where the feet meet the beat. While the platter's spinning, the needle's in the groove, here's the first number coming up.
Oh,
This rebroadcast of Duffy's Tavern was produced in the United States of America.
Perhaps because he's so good, and perhaps
many different things he's been in. I mean, he's the guy...